Pray for her. Ask her what's wrong.
She's having pain in her eyes.
Can you see okay? Is your vision okay?
No, not really.
No, vision's not okay? Okay. All right, you're going to pray for two things. Okay. You're going to pray for the pain to go. And then you're going to pray for clarity to come back to her eyes. For vision to be restored. Normally, the thing to do, if they have two issues, pray for the easy one first. If it's a pain somewhere, very quickly the pain usually goes. That helps the person. Say, oh, the pain's gone. It puts them in a receptive state for you to pray for the larger thing. In God's sight, there is no small and no big. But in the people's minds, sometimes things are bigger than other things. So you're going to pray. Say, okay, if I put my hand on you, ask her this, okay? Okay, put your hand in there. Now first command the pain to go.
I command the pain to go.
Right now.
I command the pain to go.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. What's happened? Ask her what's happening. Is the pain gone? Is the pain gone?
Okay.
That pain which was coming has gone now.
The pain is gone?
Yeah, the pain was there.
Okay, now you're going to pray for the eyes to open, okay? Put your hand there. Say, you blind spirit.
You blind spirit.
You're coming out.
You come out
right
now.
Now.
Right now in the name Jesus of Jesus.
Name. Eyes open.
Eyes open.
Fully open.
Fully open.
In Jesus'
in
name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I bless what you're doing, Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Look around. Open your eyes and look around.
Look around.
She can
able to see clearly now.
Oh, she can see clearly.
Yeah.
Hey! Hey! Who prayed? Yes, that's the kingdom of heaven. The Spirit of God will respond to anyone who believes. Disciples said to Jesus, Jesus, how do we do these things you do? Tell us, teach us, how do you do these things? What did he say? Oh, you must pray long. Oh, you must fast. Oh, you must go to church a lot. What did he say? This is what he said. Only believe. All this is possible for you. Only believe. Hey! That's good news. That's the gospel. It's good news. If what you're hearing is bad news, it's not the gospel. Hallelujah. Woo. Okay.
She was so few pain on night, like leg.
Got leg pain?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you can pray. You're just simply going to command it to go. So pain, get out of her.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray on this leg. Let the pain go in the name
That's
of
right.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. Right now.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, check it. Come on, move your legs.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
What's happening? What's happening?
Okay. She's so good. I don't know
what Huh? Hey! Hi-yah! Woo! Is it better?
Yeah, she's now okay.
She's okay?
Yes.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, pray for her. What is it?
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Pain here? Okay. Keep your eyes open.
That's
right.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus.
Okay. Check it.
Checking.
What's happening?
She's okay now.
It's gone? It's gone. God. Okay. All right. Only one thing. Okay. You did wonderful. Just one thing. Okay. Don't shake her head. When you're doing that, remember, it's a ministry of love. It's just a ministry of love. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Wait a minute. Come on. Oh, yeah. Pray for her. What's the problem?
Eyes.
She can't see well? Or is there pain? Okay. Command the eyes to open. Pain to go, eyes open. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Out in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, all
right. Now ask her what's happening. She can see clearly?
Yes.
You can see me? How many fingers? Praise God. Praise God. Oh, you got another pain? Okay, get that out of there.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Out.
Right now, thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name thank of Jesus.
Okay, now you want to have her check it. What? Yeah! Woo!
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why did I ask them, those who were praying, to keep their eyes open? If your eyes are closed, they may begin to manifest. Maybe it's a demon that's manifesting. Don't know. But if your eyes are shut, you don't know what to do. So keep your eyes open when you're praying for people. We were in Kenya. And we went out to do a crusade. And it was in a Muslim community. And the people came forward for prayer. And we had five people on our team, and they pushed us against the wall. They were pressing in so they could touch us. Because they heard testimonies of what Jesus was doing. And they just wanted to touch us. So they pushed us against the wall. And standing next to me was a man on our team, built like him, big man.
And
I can't say it. You're a big man.
I'm a big man.
So a mama came with her daughter, about this big, little daughter, standing there. I had somebody in front of me, many people packed up. And the lady said, "My daughter is epileptic." And I said to the person I was going to pray for, "Wait a minute, I want to see this." And my team member's name was Bobby. He put his hands on the little girl. And he closed his eyes. He said, in the name of Jesus, you epileptic spirit, I command you to go. Now my eyes are open, his eyes are shut.
And
this is what I saw happen. The little girl did this. No, Bobby's eyes are shut. He's not seeing this. And I go, oh boy. Could you just stand up for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
This is what the little girl, she's about this big. This is what she did. Your eyes are shut. You're not watching any of this. She went.
Oh.
Claws came out.
Oh.
Claws came out of her fingers. And she stuck those claws right into his skin. Now, Bobby's eyes opened up. And this little girl picked this big man up in the air. A little girl, she picked this big man up in the air. And he's going, now all the people that were pressing in, they all backed up.
Everybody got away. Epileptic demon that was in her.
We don't fight with physical weapons. You cannot fight a demon with your fists. You have to use spiritual weapons. This little girl took him and did this to him. Took his big body and smashed it on the ground. And he's going, and one of our other team members on the other side of him, and he grabbed the hold of the girl, and he got his mouth in her ear. And he simply said, I command you, epileptic spirit, to be still right now. And when he did that, she dropped him. And she went down to the ground. And we began to minister to her. She got free. Totally free. There was no screaming. There was no yelling. There was no shaking, except for Bobby that was getting shaken all over. It's so simple. But if your eyes are shut, when you're in your prayer closet, you can keep your eyes shut. When you're worshiping the Lord, you can keep your eyes shut. But if you're ministering to someone, keep them open so you can watch to see. So you can watch to see. Amen. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready? Do you need something else? Yes, you need something else. Glory to God. Glory to God. How many of you know Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8? For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this not of yourselves, not of works, None of you got born again by you doing something. Every one of you became born again because you heard the gospel and you believed. Right? What is the grace of God? The grace of God is what God does for us. Without anything from you. The grace of God provides all that you need for all of life. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace. He's the one that manifests it and releases it. It is God doing for you. So we have in the church today two camps. We've got the grace camp. And we've got the faith camp. The faith camp says there's nothing that's going to happen unless you simply believe. But the truth is, it's both. We must understand that everything comes freely from the Father's heart. He's a heart of grace. So people say to me, are you saying then that everybody's saved if it's grace and God does all this for us? No. It requires you to have faith in that grace. Faith in the grace of Jesus Christ. Faith in what He has done for you. He's provided all that you need for life and godliness. He's done it already for you. 2,000 years ago, He finished the work. 2,000 years ago, Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished." Everything you will ever need. Do you know that God saw your entire life before you were ever born? Look at this room. Imagine this to be eternity. And then there's a small little portion called time. This is your life. In eternity, here's the beginning of your life and the end of your life on earth. God is eternal. Before you ever were, He saw your entire life. He saw everything that would ever happen in your life. And He made provision for everything that would ever come into your life before you were ever born. By His grace. As you place faith in that, the Spirit of God sees the faith and He releases the truth. He releases the provision. He releases the blessing. Ephesians 1:3 says you have already been blessed with every spiritual blessing, every good thing that the Father could ever say about you. He said, He spoke it to the spiritual realm. This is my son. This is my daughter. And He spoke blessings over you. Before you ever were, they're hanging in the spiritual realm. Those blessings are hanging in the spiritual realm. And they come to you by faith. All that grace comes by faith. Do you understand that? You understand that? Okay, I'm going to show you something. This is money. American money. I have a job. And I worked to make this money. I worked very hard. I work a construction job to make money to be able to come on these missions. So I earned this money. I make this money available to anyone that wants it. Oh, we got some hands to go up. Oh, we got some hands to go. This is available to anyone that wants it.
Wow!
you what happened. It was by grace that I made the offer. The offer was to everyone. Anyone. God's grace is an offer to all people, all creation. Jesus paid for all people of all time to be free. Jesus paid. He already did it. That offer has been made. But what you saw happen here, only one got up. Only one. He stepped out in faith. And he took it. He received it. What happens is, in the body of Christ, the Spirit of God has all the grace of God available to you. Every day, the grace is available to you. But most of the church sits and waits for God to come bring it to them. But faith says, thank you very much. I receive it. Most of the church does not understand faith. They think that faith is getting God to do something. Have you heard people say faith moves God? Have you heard that? It does not. Faith does not move God. Now pay attention. God was moved 2,000 years ago to meet every need of your life. Jesus fully paid for everything you need 2,000 years ago. God was moved by sending Jesus Christ here for you, to represent you. And all that he gained for you. So what is faith? Faith receives. What the grace of God has already done for you. If we're still trying to get God to come, I'm believing God. I'm believing God for revival. I'm believing God to bring revival. You want revival? Look at this circle around me. You step inside this circle. You're going to get revival. You know what revival is? It's the Spirit of God demonstrating. It's the power of God being released. I know. I'm already anointed. I know I already have Him, the Creator, living in me. I know His power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, is living in me. And I walk in that. When someone comes near me, they're going to get touched by what I know I'm carrying. If I didn't know it, I wouldn't experience it. It's only when we believe what He's done for us that the Spirit of God can release it. As long as we think God puts conditions on His grace, then we're not going to see it. Like I hear, for example, many times, people say, oh, that person is not getting healed because they have sin in their life. Have you heard that? Oh, maybe you have thought it. Oh, they've got lots of sin in their life, and that's why God's not healing them. Not true. 2,000 years ago, Jesus took their sin, took their pain upon himself. Let me ask you a question. When you read the Gospels, who did Jesus heal? Everybody was a sinner. Everyone he healed was a sinner. Did somebody come up to him and say, "Jesus, I'm sick. Could you please heal me?" Did he say something like this? "I'm very sorry. You have sin in your life. You go get your life right and then come back." Did he ever say that? No. He released healing. In the midst of their sin, he released healing. I've had people come on a team with me, and they say, "I don't think I can go, Tony." I say, "Why?" "Because I've got sin in my life, and God doesn't like that, and he's not going to be able to minister through me." And I said, "Why did you believe that lie?" "What do you mean?" I said, "God loves you. Even in your sin, that's why he came. I'm not saying it's okay to sin, because sin will cause you problems. But God doesn't even see your sin anymore." Do you know that? I'm going to show you some scriptures in the next session that will shake you. We misunderstand the Father's heart. So I tell these people, "You come on the team and you pray." Here's what happens. They stand up for prayer and they pray. Somebody who's blind, their eyes get open. And I look at them and I see tears coming down their eyes. We get at the end of the session, we talk. I say, "What happened?" This is what they say: "God did a miracle through me. God opened blind eyes through me. And I still have sin in my life. And I had no idea how much God loved me. That he would still use me, an imperfect vessel. That he would still flow through me. That he would still use me to help people. I want you to know, Tony, I don't ever want that sin in my life again. I'm done with it. I just want to walk in this holy place, in this glory zone." What changed that person? Because I got in their face and I said, "You have sin in your life. God's not going to use you. You get that out." And what happened? I let them step into what they were created to do. And when they saw how God changed lives through their hands, they realized, "I can never live that life again. This is what I was created for." We got it backwards in the church. We got it backwards. We need to begin to show people who they are in Jesus Christ. It's not our job to clean up people. It's the job of the Holy Ghost to clean people up. He will do far better than we ever could. We need to let him do it. That's why he said, "Love each other. Love each other. Understand, except by God's grace, you're the same there. There isn't one person here that is without sin today." Yeah. You know that?
Yeah.
Those people that were up here and they prayed, and you saw all those miracles, every one of them has a sin somewhere in their life. Did the Spirit of God say, "Oh, I'm not gonna use you"? Oh, I'm not going to use you. Oh, I see the sin. I'm not going to use you. He will never say that. Because Jesus already took that sin. And it would not bring glory to Jesus. To emphasize something Jesus put away. Are you understanding me? Do you see this glorious gospel? Do you see the liberation that the Holy Spirit brings, the freedom that He brings for you to be powerfully used? You want to discover who you are? Begin praying for people. Every time I put my hands on someone, the Spirit of God is flowing into that person. Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe.
Amen, brother.
In my name.
Watch.
They will lay hands on the sick. And the sick will recover. He did not say they will lay hands on the sick and pray. Hey.
Wow.
Hey.
Hello.
Did you ever catch that? Did you catch the egg?
I got it.
What is he saying? Understand who's living in you. The Holy One, the Anointed One. He's living in you. And if you will lay hands on people. I've had so many people. I shake their hands. I just hold their hands. I don't ask them anything. I'll see them the next day and they'll say, what happened to me? What do you mean? When you took my hand, something changed in me. I left the meeting and realized the pain that I had, it's gone. I never prayed. Understand who's living in you. The Spirit of God. He needs your hands. He needs your feet. He needs your feet to walk Him to people who need help. I like to go through crowds like this. Just walk through crowds touching people. No.
That's a good word, brother.
Because I understand who I am. And the Spirit of God is living within me. I don't even need to open my mouth. That's how big God is. That's how glorious this gospel is. And when we understand who we are, it's just bringing His life. Bringing His life everywhere you go. You say, I don't know how to pray. I really don't know how to pray. Okay. Then don't. Just put your hand on them. And on the inside, say, Holy Spirit, thank you for touching them. I don't know their need, but you do. Thank you. Here's the way it works. Jesus said, according to your faith, that's what will be done to you. If you believe He's alive in you. If you believe He is alive in you. So that He can come from you to people. The Holy Spirit sees your faith. Thank you. He sees faith and he moves. He sees you believing and he moves. That's the gospel. That's the simple gospel of Jesus Christ. It's so good. It's so good. Are we close to the end of the? We got time. We're done. He said, "Yes, we're done." All right. We're going to pray for more people every session, and we'll pray for people. Okay. The important thing is that you understand. You're not watching us to do what you can't do. But whatever you see happen here, you can do it too. You can do it too. You can do all things through Christ. Amen. Anagia, one more story before we knock off here. I was in Guyana, South America. We're in a van that holds 12 people. And there's 23 people inside this van. And they stuffed me in the back with 7 people in one bench. And I'm sitting next to this man. And I said, "Hi, how are you?" He said, "Good. What are you doing?" "We're going to a crusade. We're going to tell people about Jesus. And they're going to get saved." And the man said this to me, "Oh, I'm Jehovah Witness. I don't believe like you do." No, I didn't preach to him. The gospel is not in word only, but in demonstration of power. Most Jehovah Witnesses will not let us pray for them. So I said to him, "Oh wait, God, can I bless you? I just want to give you a blessing. Is that okay?" He said, "Well, only if you let me pray for you first." It's okay, you pray for me. God bless you. Now we're all squeezed together like this in the back. Now I have no room to move. So he begins to pray for me. Now, how many of you know, it doesn't matter what he says. It doesn't matter what he says. Greater is he living in me. I'm not afraid of him praying for me. Go ahead, bring it on. He prays. And then I put my hand on him. And I bless like this. "Thank you, Father. I bless him to have his eyes opened up right now in Jesus' name." He does this. He's out. It was like 10 minutes. He's drooling. And I'm just sitting there like, "I bless what you're doing, Holy Spirit. I bless what you're doing." And then he comes. I said, "What happened to me?" I said, "What?" He said, "I had a dream. I've never had a dream like that." I said, "Tell me what your dream was." He said, "I was together with all my Jehovah Witness friends. We're all lined up. And we're walking together. And we're coming to the edge of a cliff.
Whoa.
And we got near the cliff. Burning fire down there. And we came to the edge. And we're getting ready to fall off. And I cried out, 'God, help me.'" He said, "What does it mean?" I said, God was speaking to you that all of you are headed towards hell's fire. And he said, what do I have to do? What must I do? I said, you must be saved. You must place your faith in Jesus Christ. He said, help me right now. And I was able to pray with him to receive Jesus Christ. How simple. Who's living inside of you? I didn't preach to him. I didn't tell him how wrong his religion was. I let him pray for me first. I knew that when I began to bless him, the Spirit of God was going to go in him and do something powerful. The same will happen to you. The same will happen to you. Only believe. Only believe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Let's give glory to our God.
Thank you.
So, being an interpreter for Americans, you know, it's very difficult. So, you have done a good show.